If you tried to buy silver this morning and your card was declined, you didn't get hacked. You got locked out. If you went to AppMex, SD Bullion, JM Bullion, tried to check out with your Chase debit card, and the screen said, "Transaction not authorized," that was not a glitch. That was a policy. If you called your bank and they told you, "We flagged this for fraud protection," or "This merchant category is high risk," they lied to your face. What you witnessed at 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 27th, 2025, was the first domino. The banks are no longer hiding it. They are actively blocking merchant category code 5094. That is the code for precious metals dealers. They are blocking MCC 6211. That is cryptocurrency exchanges. They are closing the exits while the building is on fire. And I have the screenshots. I have the bank statements. I have the customer service transcripts where Wells Fargo representatives are reading from a script that was updated 72 hours ago. This is not speculation. This is documentation. This is a crime scene. And you are standing in it right now. Let me be very clear about what is happening in real time as I record this. We are not talking about a random security hold on your account because you bought something unusual. We are talking about systematic, cross-institutional blocking of an entire asset class. Chase Bank, as of January 24th, 2025, updated their internal fraud detection protocols to auto-decline any transaction with MCC 5094 or MCC 5944, which is jewelry and precious stones, if the transaction exceeds $500. Wells Fargo went further. They are declining any bullion purchase, regardless of amount. I am holding a screenshot right now from a viewer who tried to buy a single 1-ounce silver eagle for $34.99. Declined. He called the fraud department. They told him, "We are protecting you from volatile commodities." Bank of America is using different language but the same policy. They are calling it enhanced due diligence for non-traditional assets. What they mean is, you cannot exit the dollar using our rails. You cannot convert your rapidly devaluing fiat currency into tangible wealth using the infrastructure they control. They are cutting the bridge, and they are doing it right now, not next month. Not when the headlines tell you to panic. They did it this week while CNBC was talking about the stock market hitting all-time highs. You need to understand the timeline. You need to see how fast this moved. On January 21st, 2025, there were zero reports of systematic declines on precious metals purchases from major U.S. banks. On January 22nd, isolated reports started appearing on Reddit and X from Chase customers. By January 23rd, the pattern was undeniable. By January 24th, Wells Fargo joined. By January 25th, smaller regional banks that use the same fraud detection vendors started implementing identical blocks. We are now on January 27th. In 6 days, the entire U.S. banking cartel has synchronized to cut off one specific escape route. That is not a coincidence. That is a coordinated response. And the question you need to ask is, what are they responding to? What changed in the last week that made every major bank in America simultaneously decide that silver coins are too dangerous for you to own? I am going to tell you exactly what changed. But first, I need you to do something right now. The algorithm is already suppressing this video. I can see it in real time. The view count is frozen. The like-to-view ratio is being artificially compressed. YouTube does not want this information on the trending page because it directly threatens the financial institutions that buy ads on this platform. So here's what you do. You take 5 seconds. You smash the like button. You do not tap it gently. You smash it because every like is a signal to the algorithm that this is important. Every like forces this video into one more feed. Every like is one more person who gets the warning before their card gets declined at the checkout screen. This is not me asking for engagement. This is me telling you how to bypass the censorship apparatus that is trying to bury this data in real time. Hit the button. Do it now. Then keep watching, because what I am about to show you is going to make your blood run cold. Let me show you the mechanics. Let me show you exactly how the system is executing this lockout. Every credit card transaction runs through an authorization network. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. When you swipe your card at a bullion dealer, the point-of-sale system sends a transaction request with multiple data points. The amount, the merchant name, and the merchant category code. The MCC is a 4-digit number that tells the bank what type of business you are spending money at. MCC 5411 is grocery stores. MCC 5812 is restaurants. MCC 5094 is precious metals dealers. The bank receives this code in milliseconds and runs it through their fraud detection algorithm. That algorithm has a constantly updating list of high-risk categories, and as of 6 days ago, every major U.S. bank added MCC 5094 to the auto decline list. They did not send you an email. They did not update the terms of service. They just flipped the switch. And now, when you try to buy gold or silver with your debit card, their algorithm sees that MCC, flags it as fraudulent activity, and kills the transaction before it even reaches the merchant. You get a generic error message. Transaction not authorized. Contact your bank. You call the bank. They read you a script about protecting you from scams. They do not tell you the truth. The truth is, they are protecting themselves from you. They are protecting themselves from the mass exodus that is about to happen. They are pre-positioning for the liquidity cascade. Here is what they know that you do not. Here is the smoking gun. On January 20th, 2025, the Federal Reserve published their H4.1 report. That is the weekly balance sheet update. Buried on page 7, in the section titled Other Deposits Held by Federal Reserve Banks, there was a number that should have been front page news. Reverse repo facility usage dropped to $89 billion. That is the lowest level since March of 2021. Do you understand what that means? Let me walk you through this step by step because this is the key to everything. The reverse repo facility is where money market funds park their cash overnight with the Fed to earn interest. When that number is high, it means there is too much cash in the system, chasing too few assets. When that number drops, it means cash is being pulled out of the safest instrument in the world, overnight lending to the Federal Reserve, and being deployed somewhere else. For 2 years, reverse repo balances were over $2 trillion. It peaked at $2.5 trillion in late 2022. It has been bleeding ever since. And now it is under $100 billion. That means $2.4 trillion has left the building. Where did it go? It did not go into stocks. The stock market has been chopping sideways since December. It did not go into bonds. Treasury yields have been climbing, which means bond prices are falling, which means people are selling bonds, not buying them. It did not stay in cash because banks are not showing deposit growth. So where is $2.4 trillion? I will tell you where it went. It went into hard assets. It went into gold. It went into silver. It went into Bitcoin. It went into real estate. It went into anything that is not a liability of the banking system. And the banks can see it. They can see the outflows, they can see the velocity, and they panicked. Let me give you the math. Let us do this live. $2.4 trillion exiting the reverse repo facility over 24 months. That is $100 billion per month on average. But the decline has been accelerating. In the last 6 months, the drawdown has been $200 billion per month. In the last 3 months, it has been $300 billion per month. We are talking about exponential acceleration. Now let us assume even a tiny fraction of that is going into physical silver. Let us be conservative. Let us say 1%. 1% of $300 billion is $3 billion per month flowing into silver. The entire global silver market, mining, recycling, industrial demand, investment demand, is a $40 billion per year market. If $3 billion per month is hitting physical silver, that is $36 billion per year. That is almost doubling the size of the investment demand side of the market in 1 year, and the supply is not there. Total global silver production is around 1 billion ounces per year. At $30 per ounce, that is $30 billion in total supply. If institutional money is trying to absorb $36 billion in new demand on top of existing industrial and investment demand, the math does not work. The system breaks. The price goes vertical. Or the banks block the transactions. They cut off the demand at the source. They tell you that you cannot buy because it is for your own protection. And that is exactly what is happening right now. I need you to go to the comments section right now and tell me what you are seeing in your area. Do not just watch this video and scroll away. I need field intelligence. I need you to be my eyes on the ground because the mainstream media is not going to report this. Go to your local coin shop today. Try to buy silver. Tell me in the comments, did your card work? What did the dealer say? Are they out of stock? What is the premium over spot? I need this data because the COMEX is lying about inventory levels. The official number says there are 300 million ounces of silver in registered vaults. But I am getting reports from wholesalers that delivery delays are stretching to 6 weeks. I am seeing premiums on American Silver Eagles go from $3 over spot to $9 over spot in 10 days. That is a 200% increase in the premium. That does not happen in a market with abundant supply. That happens in a market that is already broken and the fracture is just now becoming visible. So go to the comments, right now. Tell me what you see. Give me the zip code. Give me the dealer name. Give me the exact premium. Because I am building a real-time map of the physical shortage while the paper price on the COMEX is still pretending everything is fine. Your comment is not engagement. Your comment is evidence. Leave it now. Now, let me show you the historical parallel, because this is not the first time they have done this. This is not unprecedented. This is a rerun. On April 1933, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 6102. That order made it illegal for U.S. citizens to own gold. You had until May 1st to turn in your gold coins, gold bullion, gold certificates to the Federal Reserve. You were compensated at $20.67 per ounce. That was the official price. On January 31st, 1934, the government revalued gold to $35 per ounce under the Gold Reserve Act. That is a 70% increase. They confiscated your gold at $20. Then they changed the price to $35. They stole your wealth with a pen stroke. But here is the part they do not teach you in school. Here is the part that is relevant today. In the 6 months before Executive Order 6102 was signed, there was a run on gold. People were pulling gold out of banks. They were converting dollars into gold coins. They could see the currency crisis coming. They could see the bank failures. And the government's response was not to fix the banks. Their response was to make it illegal to own the escape route. They did not ban gold because they hated gold. They banned gold because too many people were using it to exit a failing system. And when the exits get crowded, the government locks the doors. That is what happened in 1933. And that is what is happening right now in 2025, except they are not using executive orders. They are using the banking system to enforce the blockade invisibly. Your card gets declined. You think it is fraud protection. You do not realize it is capital controls. You do not realize you are living through the 2025 version of Executive Order 6102, except this time they do not have to pass a law. They just have to update the algorithm. Let me take you to 1971. August 15th. Richard Nixon closes the gold window. Foreign governments could no longer redeem U.S. dollars for gold. That was the day the dollar became a pure fiat currency backed by nothing except trust in the U.S. government. And what happened in the months before that decision? France was draining U.S. gold reserves. Charles de Gaulle was sending warships to New York to pick up physical gold and take it back to Paris. He did not trust the dollar. He wanted the metal. And when too many countries started doing the same thing, Nixon had a choice. Let the gold reserves go to zero and expose the insolvency, or cut the cord and make dollars irredeemable. He chose the latter. He closed the exit. And the dollar has been devaluing ever since. In 1971, gold was $35 per ounce. Today it is over $2,700 per ounce. That is a 7,700% loss of purchasing power. The dollar did not lose value because of inflation. The dollar lost value because it was severed from any tangible anchor. And now, in 2025, we are seeing the same pattern. People are trying to exit dollars for hard assets, and the banking system is closing the window again. They are not making it illegal. They are making it impossible. Your transaction gets declined. Same result. Different mechanism. Let me show you 2008. Lehman Brothers collapsed on September 15th, but the crisis did not start that day. It started months earlier. In March of 2008, Bear Stearns was liquidated. In July, IndyMac failed. By August, money market funds were breaking the buck. And what did the smart money do? They bought gold. From March to September of 2008, gold went from $880 to over $1,000 per ounce. Why? Because people could see the banking system was insolvent. They were front-running the collapse. And what did the government do? They did not let the banks fail. They bailed them out. They injected $700 billion through TARP. They injected trillions more through the Federal Reserve's emergency lending facilities. They socialized the losses and privatized the gains. And gold kept climbing because the bailouts proved the system was broken. The money printing proved the dollar was being debased. By 2011, gold hit $1,900 per ounce. The people who bought in 2008 doubled their money while everyone else was watching their 401ks evaporate. The lesson is simple. When the banking system is under stress, you exit into hard assets. And when too many people try to do that at once, the system blocks the exits. We saw it in 1933. We saw it in 1971. We saw the warning signs in 2008. And we are seeing it again right now in 2025. The pattern is repeating. The only difference is the speed. It took months in 1933. It took weeks in 2008. This time it is taking days. Now let me show you what is happening in China, because this is the other side of the equation. While U.S. banks are blocking you from buying gold and silver, the Chinese government is buying it by the ton. The People's Bank of China reported their official gold reserves in December 2024. They added 73 tons in that month alone. That is 2.5 million ounces. At $2,700 per ounce, that is $6.7 billion in 1 month. But here is the thing. Those are the official numbers, the numbers they report to the IMF. The real numbers are much higher. China does not report their purchases in real time. They report them in batches, sometimes with a lag of 6 to 12 months. Analysts estimate that China has been accumulating between 150 to 200 tons per month through off-market transactions, state-owned enterprises, and direct purchases from miners inside China. If that is accurate, China is buying $5 to $7 billion of gold every month and not reporting it. They are draining the global supply quietly. And it is not just gold. China imported over 10,000 tons of silver in 2024. That is 321 million ounces. At $30 per ounce, that is $9.6 billion of silver flowing into China in 1 year. Where is it going? It is going into strategic reserves. It is going into solar panel production. It is going into military applications. It is going into the vaults of Chinese billionaires who do not trust the Communist Party's digital yuan, and it is disappearing. It is not coming back to the West. It is not being sold. It is being hoarded. And the Western financial system can see the outflows. They can see the shipments. They can see the drain. And their response is to block you from participating in the same trade. They do not want you buying what China is buying. They want you staying in dollars while the East accumulates the hard assets. Let me show you the Shanghai Gold Exchange numbers, because this is where the paper price versus physical reality divergence is most obvious. The SGE is the primary physical gold market in China. It is not a futures market. It is not a paper market. It is physical delivery only. When you buy on the SGE, you are buying actual gold bars that you can withdraw from the vault. And the premium on the SGE versus the London Bullion Market Association price has been exploding. On January 15th, 2025, gold on the SGE was trading at a $28 per ounce premium to London. By January 22nd, the premium was $43 per ounce. That is a 53% increase in the premium in 1 week. What does that tell you? It tells you that physical gold is more valuable in China than the paper price in London. It tells you there is a shortage of physical metal in the East. It tells you the arbitrage is broken. Normally, when there is a premium in one market, arbitragers buy in the cheap market and sell in the expensive market until the prices converge. But that is not happening. Why? Because there is no physical gold available to arbitrage. The vaults are empty. The refineries are backlogged. The transport is delayed. The premium is not a pricing error. The premium is a scarcity signal. And it is getting worse every single day. Now let us talk about the COMEX, because this is where the fraud is happening in broad daylight. The COMEX is the primary futures exchange for gold and silver in the United States. It is where the paper price is set. And the paper price has been divorced from physical reality for years, but the gap is now becoming catastrophic. As of January 24th, 2025, the COMEX reported 308 million ounces of silver in registered vaults. Registered means available for delivery. But the open interest in silver futures is 974 million ounces. That is a 3-to-1 leverage ratio. For every ounce of physical silver in the vault, there are 3 ounces of paper claims. That is rehypothecation. That is fractional reserve bullion banking. And it works fine until someone asks for delivery. What happens when 10% of the paper holders say, "I want my metal"? The COMEX does not have it. They have to go into the market and buy it. And when they try to buy 100 million ounces in a market that only produces 83 million ounces per month globally, the price goes vertical. Or they declare force majeure. They change the rules. They settle in cash instead of metal. They tell you, "Sorry, we do not have your silver. Here is $30 per ounce in dollars instead." And if you read the fine print in the COMEX contract, they are legally allowed to do that. You think you are buying silver. You are actually buying a promise. And when the system is under stress, promises get broken. Let me show you what happened in March of 2020, because this is the dress rehearsal. When COVID hit and the markets crashed, there was a massive rush into physical gold and silver. Dealers sold out. Premiums spiked. And the COMEX futures price and the physical retail price diverged by over $10 per ounce on silver. You could sell a silver futures contract on the COMEX for $14 and buy a physical silver coin from a dealer for $26. That is a $12 spread. That is not supposed to happen in a functioning market. That spread exists because the COMEX is a paper market and the retail market is physical, and the two were completely disconnected. The COMEX had to halt trading. They had to adjust contract specifications. They had to allow substitute delivery forms because they did not have the right bars in the right vaults. It was chaos. And that was just a liquidity shock from a pandemic. That was not even a currency crisis. That was not a banking crisis. That was just fear. Imagine what happens when the crisis is not fear but reality. Imagine what happens when the reverse repo facility goes to zero and $2.5 trillion is trying to get out of the dollar at the same time. Imagine what happens when China stops buying U.S. treasuries and starts dumping them. Imagine what happens when the petrodollar unravels and Saudi Arabia is accepting yuan for oil. Imagine the demand for physical metal in that scenario. The COMEX does not have the inventory. The banks do not have the inventory. And that is why they are blocking your card right now. They are rationing the exits before the stampede starts. Let me show you the repo market, because this is the plumbing of the financial system and it is breaking in real time. The repo market is where banks borrow cash overnight using treasury bonds as collateral. It is supposed to be the safest, most liquid market in the world. The interest rate is supposed to be stable and low because treasuries are supposed to be risk-free. But on January 23, 2025, the overnight repo rate spiked to 4.7%. That is the highest level since September of 2019. Do you remember what happened in September of 2019? The repo market seized up. Banks stopped lending to each other. The Fed had to inject hundreds of billions in emergency liquidity to keep the system functioning. And that was during an expansion. That was during a bull market. That was when unemployment was low and GDP was growing. Why did the repo market break? Because there was a hidden stress in the system. There was a counterparty risk that nobody wanted to talk about. And now in January of 2025, the same stress is back. The repo rate is spiking. That means banks do not trust each other. That means they are hoarding liquidity. That means they see something coming. And when banks are hoarding liquidity, they do not want you pulling your deposits out to buy silver. They need your deposits on their balance sheet to meet their reserve requirements. They need your cash to fund their operations. And if you are trying to convert that cash into metal, you are creating a problem for them. So they block the transaction. They tell you it is fraud protection. They tell you it is for your safety. But the real reason is they are on the edge of a liquidity crisis, and they cannot afford to let you leave. Here is what you need to understand about bank reserves. When you deposit money in a bank, that money does not sit in a vault. The bank lends it out. They are required to keep a fraction in reserve, that is fractional reserve banking, but the rest is loaned out to other customers, invested in securities, or parked at the Federal Reserve. The reserve requirement in the U.S. is currently zero. That is right, zero. The Fed eliminated reserve requirements in March of 2020 during the COVID crisis and never brought them back. That means banks can lend out 100% of your deposits if they want to. There is no regulatory floor. The only constraint is their own risk management. And when you try to withdraw your money to buy silver, the bank has to call back a loan or sell a security to give you cash. If too many people do that at once, the bank runs out of liquidity. They cannot meet withdrawal demand, and they fail. That is what happened to Silicon Valley Bank in March of 2023. Depositors tried to pull their money out. SVB did not have the cash. They had to sell their bond portfolio at a loss. The losses wiped out their capital, and they collapsed in 48 hours. That was a regional bank with $42 billion in deposits. Imagine what happens when the same dynamic hits a bank with $1 trillion in deposits. Imagine what happens when Chase or Bank of America faces a run. They cannot sell their bond portfolios fast enough. They cannot call back their loans. They go to the Fed for emergency lending. The Fed prints money, the dollar devalues. And the very thing you were trying to escape by buying silver, currency debasement, accelerates. That is the endgame. And the banks know it. That is why they are blocking your card. They are trying to delay the inevitable. Now I need to show you what is happening with Bitcoin, because the same dynamic is playing out in crypto. Multiple reports are coming in from Coinbase, Kraken, and Gemini users that their bank transfers are being delayed or declined. The official reason is enhanced fraud monitoring. The real reason is the same: capital controls. When you buy Bitcoin, you are exiting the banking system. You are converting your dollars into a decentralized asset that the banks do not control. They cannot freeze it, they cannot seize it, they cannot devalue it by printing more. And when too many people do that at once, the banks lose deposits. They lose control. And they respond by blocking the on-ramps. You cannot buy Bitcoin with your bank account. You have to use a credit card and pay a 3% fee. Or you have to wire money and wait 3 to 5 business days. Or you have to use a peer-to-peer platform and meet someone in person. They are making it hard. They are making it slow. They are making it expensive. Because if they make it easy, everyone will leave. And the exodus is already starting. Bitcoin is up 38% since November. Ethereum is up 42%. Solana is up 97%. That is not speculation. That is capital flight. That is people looking at the banking system and saying, I do not trust this, and moving their wealth into alternatives, and the banks are terrified. So they are blocking MCC 6211. They are declining your Coinbase transaction. They are telling you it is for your protection, but it is not. It is for theirs. Let me show you what happened in Cyprus in 2013, because this is the blueprint. The Cypriot banking system collapsed. Deposits above 100,000 euros were subject to a bail-in. That means the bank took your money to recapitalize itself. You did not get it back. You got equity in a failed bank instead. And in the weeks before the bail-in was announced, the government imposed capital controls. You could not wire money out of the country. You could not withdraw more than a few hundred euros per day. You could not buy foreign currency. You were trapped, and when the bail-in happened, your money was gone. The people who saw it coming pulled their money out early. They bought gold. They bought foreign real estate. They moved their wealth offshore. And they survived. The people who trusted the system lost everything. That was Cyprus. That was a small island with a GDP of 20 billion euros. The playbook has been tested, and now they are rolling it out globally. They are not announcing it. They are implementing it quietly through the banking system. Your card gets declined. That is capital controls. You cannot wire money to a bullion dealer. That is capital controls. Your bank tells you that precious metals are too risky. That is propaganda. And if you do not see it coming, you will be the one who loses everything when the bail-in happens. Here is what you need to do right now. You need to test your bank. You need to find out if you are on the blocked list. Go to apemex.com. Go to sdbullion.com. Put a small order in your cart. Try to check out with your debit card. See if it goes through. If it gets declined, call your bank. Record the call. Ask them why. Get the reason in writing. Then post it in the comments below with your bank name and your state. I am collecting this data. I am building a database of which banks are blocking which MCCs in which states, because this is not uniform yet. Some banks are blocking everything. Some banks are only blocking large transactions. Some banks are only blocking specific dealers. But the pattern is spreading. And I need to know where it is spreading so I can warn people before it hits their area. So do the test. Report back. Do it today. Because tomorrow, your bank might add another restriction. Next week, they might lower the threshold. Next month, they might block all precious metals dealers entirely. The window is closing, and I need you to tell me how fast. Let me show you the gamma flip, because this is the technical setup that is about to detonate the silver market, and the banks know it. Gamma is a measure of how fast the delta of an option changes. I know that sounds like gibberish, so let me simplify. When dealers sell call options to speculators, they have to hedge their exposure by buying the underlying asset. If the price goes up, they have to buy more. If it goes up faster, they have to buy even more. That is gamma exposure. And when the price crosses certain strike prices where there are massive amounts of open interest, the dealers have to buy huge quantities all at once. That is a gamma flip. It is a feedback loop. Price goes up, dealers buy to hedge, buying pushes the price higher, higher prices trigger more hedging pushes the price even higher. It is a V-shock. It is a liquidity cascade, and silver is set up for the biggest gamma flip in a decade. Look at the options chain for March 2025 silver futures. There are 147,000 contracts at the $35 strike. Each contract is 5,000 ounces. That is 735 million ounces of exposure. If silver crosses $35, the dealers who sold those calls have to buy physical silver to hedge, but the registered COMEX inventory is only 300 million ounces. They do not have enough metal to hedge. So they either let their exposure run naked, which exposes them to unlimited losses, or they buy futures to hedge, which pushes the paper price higher, but does not solve the physical shortage. Either way, the system breaks. And once it starts, it does not stop until the price is high enough to destroy demand or the exchange halts trading. That is what happened in nickel in 2022. The price went from $29,000 per ton to over $100,000 per ton in 2 days. The London Metal Exchange had to suspend trading. They had to cancel trades. They had to bail out the short sellers. It was a disaster, and that was nickel, a base metal. Imagine what happens when the same dynamic hits silver, a monetary metal, a strategic metal, a metal that is in a structural deficit. The gamma flip is locked and loaded, and the banks can see it. That is why they are blocking your purchases. They do not want retail buying adding fuel to the fire. They want to contain the explosion to the institutional level where they can manage it with backroom deals and rule changes. But if retail starts panic buying, if people start withdrawing physical metal from the dealers, the whole thing goes supercritical, and there is no containing it. Let me talk about unobtainium, because that is what silver is becoming. Unobtainium is a fictional metal from the movie Avatar. It does not exist. You cannot get it. And that is what is happening to silver in the real world. You cannot get it, not in size, not at the paper price. I am talking to wholesalers who are telling me delivery times are 6 to 8 weeks. I am talking to refiners who are telling me they are sold for Q1. I am talking to mints who are telling me they are rationing blanks. The U.S. Mint has already announced production limits on American Silver Eagles for 2025. They are not making enough to meet demand, and the demand is not even here yet. This is just the early adopters. This is just the people who are paying attention. Imagine what happens when the mainstream figures it out. Imagine what happens when CNBC finally reports that banks are blocking bullion purchases. Imagine what happens when your neighbor asks you, "Hey, why is your card getting declined when you try to buy silver?" And you tell them, "Because the banks do not want us owning it." That is when the real demand hits. That is when people realize this is not a theory. This is not a conspiracy. This is happening. And when the crowd moves, there is no metal. The dealers are out. The wholesalers are out. The refiners are backordered. The mints are rationed. And the price on the COMEX is still $31 per ounce, because the COMEX is a paper market and paper is infinite. But physical is not. Physical is scarce. And scarcity is about to become the only thing that matters. I need to show you the solar panel equation, because this is the industrial demand driver that nobody is talking about. Global solar panel production is exploding. China installed 417 gigawatts of solar capacity in 2024. That is more than the rest of the world combined. Each gigawatt of solar requires approximately 30 tons of silver. Do the math. 417 gigawatts times 30 tons equals 12,510 tons of silver. That is 402 million ounces, just for Chinese solar in 1 year. Global solar installations are projected to hit 700 gigawatts in 2025. That is 21,000 tons of silver. That is 675 million ounces. Now remember that total global silver mine production is around 1 billion ounces per year. If solar is consuming 675 million ounces, that leaves 325 million ounces for everything else. Industrial demand for electronics, medical, automotive, photography, silverware, jewelry, investment demand for coins and bars, that is not enough. The deficit is baked in. And it is getting worse every year, because solar is growing at 25% per year and mine production is flat. We are not finding new silver deposits. We are not opening new mines. The existing mines are depleting. And the recycling rate for silver is only 30%, because most of it is used in applications where it cannot be recovered economically. It is gone. It is in landfills. It is in photofilm that was thrown away in the 1990s. It is in old electronics that are too expensive to process. The above-ground supply is shrinking. The industrial demand is growing. And the investment demand is about to explode. That is the setup. That is why the banks are panicking. They can see the math. They know the supply is not there. They know the price has to go higher. And they do not want you front-running it. Let me show you the value-at-risk calculation, because this is what is keeping the risk managers at J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs awake at night. VAR is a statistical measure of potential loss. It tells you how much you could lose on a position in a worst-case scenario. And the VAR on short silver positions right now is astronomical. Let us assume a major bank has a short position of 100 million ounces of silver on the COMEX. That is 2% of annual production. Not an unreasonable position for a market maker. At the current price of $31 per ounce, that position is worth $3.1 billion. Now let us calculate the VAR. Let us assume a worst-case scenario where silver goes to $100 per ounce. That is a $69 move. $69 times 100 million ounces equals $6.9 billion in losses. That is more than the annual profit of most banks. That is a wipeout. That is a Lehman Brothers moment. And the VAR models at the banks are flashing red, because the probability of that worst-case scenario is no longer a 1% tail risk. It is becoming the base case. The gamma flip is set. The physical shortage is real. The industrial demand is locked in. The geopolitical instability is escalating. The dollar is losing reserve currency status. All of the inputs are pointing toward a V-shock in silver. And the banks are short. They are massively short. And they cannot cover, because if they try to cover by buying 100 million ounces, they push the price higher and trigger the very squeeze they are trying to avoid. They are trapped. And their only play is to slow down the demand side. Block retail, ration deliveries, manage the narrative, hope they can outlast the squeeze. But they cannot, because the fundamentals are against them. And time is running out. Here is what the banks are really afraid of. They are not afraid of you buying a few silver coins. They are afraid of a sovereign wealth fund buying $1 billion of silver. They are afraid of a pension fund allocating 1% of their portfolio to precious metals. They are afraid of an ETF launching that is fully backed by physical metal and audited in real time, because those flows are enormous. A 1% allocation from CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System, is $4 billion. If that $4 billion goes into silver, that is 129 million ounces at current prices. That is 42% of registered COMEX inventory. One allocation from one pension fund. Now imagine if 10 pension funds do it. Imagine if 100 do it. Imagine if it becomes standard practice. Imagine if financial advisors start recommending 5% gold and 5% silver instead of 60% stocks and 40% bonds. The flows would overwhelm the market. The price would go to four digits. And the banks that are short would be insolvent. That is the nightmare scenario, and they are seeing the early signs. Retail is buying, wholesalers are buying. Now they are trying to prevent the institutions from buying. How? By making it difficult. By blocking transactions. By spreading FUD. By telling compliance officers that precious metals are volatile and risky and not suitable for fiduciary accounts. By lobbying regulators to impose restrictions. By using every tool they have to delay the inevitable. But it is not working. The demand is too strong, the fundamentals are too obvious, and the window is closing. Let me tell you what to do if your card is getting declined. First, try a different bank. If you have accounts at multiple banks, test them all. See which ones are blocking and which ones are not. Second, use a credit card instead of a debit card. Some banks are only blocking debit transactions because those pull directly from your account. Credit cards create a liability that the bank can manage differently. Third, buy smaller amounts. If they are blocking transactions over $500, buy $499 at a time. It is inconvenient, but it works. Fourth, use a local dealer and pay cash. Cash transactions do not go through the banking system. They do not trigger MCC codes. They do not get flagged. Walk into a coin shop with a stack of 20s and walk out with silver. It is anonymous, it is immediate, and it cannot be stopped. Fifth, consider peer-to-peer platforms. There are forums and communities where people buy and sell directly. No banks involved, no middlemen, just two parties exchanging value. It is slower. It requires more trust, but it is an option. Sixth, and this is critical, do not wait. Do not assume this is temporary. Do not assume the restrictions will be lifted. History tells us the opposite. Restrictions tighten. They do not loosen. The banks that are blocking today will block more tomorrow. The banks that are not blocking today will start blocking next week. The trend is one direction, and if you wait, you will be priced out or locked out. So act now. Test your cards now. Buy what you can now, because the window is closing, and I do not know how much time is left. Now I need you to do something else. I need you to subscribe to this channel right now. I am not asking. I am telling you, because this is not a normal YouTube channel. This is a warning system. This is a broadcast that is operating on borrowed time. The algorithm has already demonetized half my videos. I have had strikes for misinformation when I reported facts from Federal Reserve data. I have had videos removed for violating community guidelines when I showed charts from the COMEX. They do not want this information public. They want you watching cat videos and celebrity gossip while your purchasing power evaporates, and I do not know how long this channel stays up. I do not know if this video will be here tomorrow, so you need to be subscribed with notifications turned on. You need to have the bell icon clicked. Because when the next piece of this puzzle drops, when the next bank announces a new restriction, when the next geopolitical event triggers the cascade, I am going to upload a video immediately. And if you are not subscribed, you will miss it. You will be reading about it 3 days later on CNBC after it is too late to act. So, do it now. Hit the subscribe button, turn on notifications, and join the 23,000 people who are already part of this early warning network. Because this is not entertainment, this is intelligence. And intelligence is only valuable if you get it before the crowd. Let me show you what is happening in the BRICS nations, because this is the geopolitical chess game that is driving all of this. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the original BRICS, have been talking about de-dollarization for a decade. But it was always talk. It was always someday, and maybe, and we are exploring options. That changed in 2024. At the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia, they announced the development of a commodity-backed trade settlement system, not a BRICS currency. Not a replacement for the dollar in consumer transactions, but a system for settling international trade in commodities, gold, silver, oil, wheat, instead of dollars. And it is going live in 2025. They are testing it right now with bilateral trade between Russia and China. Russia sells oil to China. China pays in yuan. Russia converts yuan to gold on the Shanghai Gold Exchange. China buys gold from Russia using the same mechanism. No dollars involved, no SWIFT system, no U.S. banks. And it works. It is slower. It is more complex. But it works. And once it is operational, other countries will join. Iran will join. Saudi Arabia will join. The UAE will join. Any country that is tired of U.S. sanctions, tired of dollar hegemony, tired of having their foreign reserves frozen, will opt into the BRICS settlement system. And when that happens, the demand for dollars collapses. The demand for treasuries collapses. And the demand for gold and silver, the settlement assets, explodes. That is the macro trade. That is the big picture. And it is happening right now. Not in 10 years, not after the next election, right now, this year, and the U.S. banking system can see it. They can see the treasury auctions getting weaker. They can see foreign central banks selling treasuries. They can see the dollar index rolling over. And their response is to trap domestic capital. They cannot stop China from buying gold, but they can stop you from buying gold. They can keep your money inside the dollar system, where they can manage it and tax it and devalue it. And that is exactly what they are doing. Let me show you the Treasury International Capital Report, because this is the proof. The TIC report shows foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries. It is published monthly with a six-week lag. The latest data is from November 2024, and it shows that foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries dropped by $73 billion in 1 month. Japan sold $12 billion. China sold $9 billion. The Cayman Islands, which is a proxy for hedge funds, sold $18 billion. Who is buying? Nobody. The Federal Reserve is not buying. They are in quantitative tightening mode. Foreign central banks are not buying. They are selling. Domestic investors are not buying. Yields are too low relative to inflation. So who is absorbing the new issuance? The U.S. Treasury is issuing $1.8 trillion in new debt per year to fund the deficit. If nobody is buying, who is taking the other side of the trade? The answer is, the market is not clearing. Yields have to go higher to attract buyers. And when yields go higher, bond prices go lower. And when bond prices go lower, the banks that are holding treasuries on their balance sheets take losses. And those losses reduce their capital. And when their capital gets too low, they fail. That is the doom loop. The deficit forces more issuance. More issuance requires higher yields. Higher yields destroy bond portfolios. Destroyed bond portfolios bankrupt banks. Bankrupt banks require bailouts. Bailouts require money printing. Money printing devalues the dollar. And the cycle accelerates. We are in the early innings of that cycle right now. And the only escape is hard assets. That is why the banks are blocking your card. Because if everyone escapes, there is nobody left to hold the bag. Here is what I think is going to happen in the next 90 days. I think we are going to see more banks join the blockade. I think we are going to see MCC restrictions expand to include gold jewelry, numismatic coins, and platinum group metals. I think we are going to see withdrawal limits imposed at bullion dealers. You will only be able to buy 10 ounces per month, or 5 ounces, or whatever arbitrary limit they decide. I think we are going to see premiums explode. American Silver Eagles at $15 over spot. Maple Leafs at $12 over spot. Generic Rounds at $8 over spot. I think we are going to see delivery delays stretch to 12 weeks. I think we are going to see the COMEX inventories drop below 200 million ounces. I think we are going to see a gamma squeeze that takes silver to $50 by April. And I think we are going to see the mainstream media completely ignore it until it is too late. They will not report on the bank blockades. They will not report on the COMEX inventory drain. They will not report on the Shanghai premium. They will wait until silver is at $75, and then they will run a story titled Silver Rallies on Industrial Demand, and they will not mention the currency crisis, or the short squeeze, or the derivatives. Disaster. They will cover it up. They will sanitize it. And by the time the average person hears about it, the metal will be gone, and the price will be unaffordable. That is the pattern. That is what happened in every previous crisis, and that is what is happening right now. So here is what you do. You take this information, you verify it yourself. You do not trust me, you do not trust anyone. You go to your bank, you try to buy silver, you see if your card works. You call the dealer, you ask about inventory, you ask about delivery times, you ask about premiums, you collect the data, you compare it to what I am telling you, and if it matches, you act. You buy what you can afford. You do not overextend. You do not use leverage. You do not bet the farm, but you take a position. You convert some percentage of your cash into physical metal that you hold in your possession. Not in a vault, not in an ETF, not in a certificate, in your hand, in your safe. In a place where nobody can confiscate it or freeze it or tell you it is not available. Because that is the only thing that is real. Everything else is a promise, and promises are breaking every single day. The COMEX is a promise. Your bank account is a promise. Your 401k is a promise. and when the system is under stress, promises evaporate. Physical does not. Physical is tangible. Physical is final settlement. Physical is what China is buying. Physical is what the banks do not want you to own, and that is exactly why you need it. This is not financial advice. I am not a financial advisor. I am a researcher presenting data. You are responsible for your own decisions, but I am telling you what I see. I see a banking system that is blocking asset purchases. I see a derivatives market that is over-leveraged. I see a physical market that is running out of supply. I see a currency system that is losing credibility. I see geopolitical fractures that are accelerating. And I see a setup that looks like 1,933, 1,971, 2,008, and 2,020 all happening at the same time. The dominoes are falling. The question is not if, the question is when. And the answer is sooner than you think. This is not a drill. This is not a theory. This is happening. Your card is being declined. The banks are blocking the exits. And if you do not move now, you are going to be stuck inside when the doors lock. So act, verify, decide, and do not wait, because time is the one asset you cannot buy back. And the clock is running out.